Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, I was praying for tonight, asking the Lord what He wants to speak to us. And we are going to look at what is a familiar spirit. What are familiar spirits? Okay, before I go into the characteristics of a familiar spirit, and what is a familiar spirit? Let's go to some verses in the Bible which says that God hates familiar spirits, and God hates people involved in commuting or seeking help from familiar spirits. Let's go to Leviticus chapter number 19. Leviticus. Chapter number 19 and verse number 31. Leviticus chapter number 19, verse number 31. Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them, to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. So familiar spirits are real. The Bible talks about that. Familiar spirit is not just made up or a story tale, but it's real. The Lord himself is giving a commandment to the people of Israel. And he's saying, give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them. Why he's saying do not seek after them? Because familiar spirits give help to humankind. They want to give help to human beings. Not only unbelievers, but even believers. It says, do not seek after them, to be defiled by them. When you start to receive benefits and help from familiar spirits, you are defiled. There are curses that come upon a person. And then it says, I am the Lord your God. Why the Lord is saying? Because familiar spirits are spirits that take the place of God in someone's life. Familiar spirits are spirits that take the place of God in someone's life. Last Sunday, I talked about and I exposed the theory of little gods and you are a god and all those stuff that is also that is preached in churches, that you are a little god. And I told you that the devil is in the business of making many gods. So you will see in the world that trees have become God, animals have become God, what not have become God, men have become God. Pictures that are found on somewhere in the sky, the pictures and the images have become God. Who is doing that? The devil is doing that. And I showed you from Genesis chapter number 3, the doctrine of the devil. How, when he was speaking to Eve, there were three things that he spoke. And he said, your eyes will be open. You will become like God. You will be one of the law of God. You will be like God. And third is, you will be discerning good and evil. And in those three sentences or doctrines that the devil gave Eve, all the religions that are not of God in the world, all the beliefs, even atheism is based on those three sentences of the devil. So I spoke about that last Sunday. But familiar spirit is rooted in that doctrine of the serpent, where a personality, a spirit personality, an unseen spirit personality who no one can see and sense and hear, but a person is able to sense or hear that spirit, takes the place of God. That's why Leviticus chapter number 19 verse 31, God is speaking and he is saying, give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them, to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. He's telling, they are not God. Do not seek their help. I am the Lord your God. You need to worship me and you need to seek help from me, because they take the place of God in someone's life. Let's go to another verse. Leviticus chapter number 20. Leviticus chapter number 20, verse number 6. Leviticus chapter number 20, verse number 6. And the person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them. I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people. Again, familiar spirits. God is saying the person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to do what? To prostitute himself with them. That means to leave the relationship with the Lord and to get involved into a relationship with another spirit and having an intercourse with that spirit. That's why God is saying prostitute himself with them, covenant themselves with them into a relationship, into a relationship where the spirit and the person become one. Instead of the spirit of God and the person becoming one, they have intercourse, or they have spiritual intercourse, prostitution with a spirit where that spirit and this person becomes one. Are we understanding? God is saying such a person should be cut off from the people. So God is very particular about familiar spirits. Very particular about. In other words, Leviticus chapter number 20, the same chapter, verse number 27. A man or a woman who is a medium or who has familiar spirits. Now, this is another thing. People have familiar spirits. Now, why God is speaking this word to the people? Why the church needs to learn this word? Because there can be chances that either you are listening to a familiar spirit by yourself, or else you are listening to a person who has familiar spirits. Who has familiar spirits? Either I may be listening to familiar spirits, or I am listening to the counsel and the leading of the person who themselves have familiar spirit. People, it's saying a man or a woman who is a medium. Who is a what? A man or a woman who is a medium or who has familiar spirits shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. So as per the law of God, as per the commandment of God, God does not allow a person in his camp, in his congregation, who lives or who dwells with a familiar spirit. Because people can go to that person to seek help from their familiar spirit. Why? Because familiar spirits act as spirit guides, giving direction and giving leading to the person. Hallelujah. Shall we go now to the familiar spirits? And I'm going to go to the characteristics of the familiar spirit. What are actually familiar spirits? Hallelujah. People of God, if you are there, say amen. And then we will start off tonight's sermon. Familiar spirit.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Now, I just wanted to show you a picture. Amen. Hallelujah. I just wanted to show you the picture of, about from the scripture, how God hates people commuting or having a relationship with a spirit which is called a familiar spirit. This is what the Bible is talking about. And there are other verses in Isaiah. Those are similar verses. So I'm not going into that. I'm just sticking to Leviticus and Deuteronomy. And then we are going to go into the characteristics of what is a familiar spirit. What is a familiar spirit? Number one, familiar spirits want to take the place of God in a person's life. Familiar spirits want to take the place of God in a person's life. How? By offering help to them for a better life. Familiar spirits wants to take the place of God in a person's life by offering what? Help to them. I can help you for a better life. Now, I don't know if the Holy Spirit reminds you of something. The familiar spirit in Genesis chapter number 3, the serpent who wanted to give some wisdom to Eve. How can she live a better life than what she was living currently in the presence of God and under the authority of God and telling Eve, there can be something better for you than what you are doing right now. The serpent came. The serpent acted as a familiar spirit wanting to help a human being. That is a familiar spirit. Wants to take the place of God and become a leading spirit. Become a leading spirit in a person's life. Do we understand that? By what? By offering help to them. That is what we read in Leviticus chapter number 19, verse 31. Let me reiterate that scripture. Leviticus 19, 31. God is saying there, give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. So don't make them your God. I am the Lord your God. If you want help, I will help you. My word is there to counsel you. My word is there to direct you. But do not seek after voices which is contrary to my voice. That is not me. Do not seek after them. That is a familiar spirit. That is the first characteristic of a familiar spirit. They want to take the place of God in the lives of human beings, in the lives of men, by offering help to them for a better life. And the first evidence of the familiar spirit is found right in Genesis chapter number 3. Okay, let's look at Genesis chapter number 3, and then we will go to the second characteristic of a familiar spirit. Let's look a bit at Genesis chapter number 3, what it says. Genesis chapter number 3, verse number 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. So familiar spirit is the spirit who wants to give you counsel and tell you, my counsel is above the word of the Lord, and it will give you better benefits than what God is giving you. He wants to become a guide in your life. He wants to become a leading spirit in your life. Many of the Hollywood stars you hear on the TV, they will tell on the interviews, you know, I cannot do such a kind of dance. I cannot do such a kind of singing and performance. I have a spirit guide. They tell on television. A spirit guide that helps me to do that. I cannot write such songs. I have a spirit guide. What they are talking about, they are not talking about a human being helping them or a mentor. They are talking about a spirit being, a personality. Those are familiar spirits they take help from. There are many, many books on the bookshelf, in the bookstores, which are best-selling books, and people get addicted. You will see in the metros, you will see in the flights, people are reading those books. It's the best-selling, and they are just into that book. It's not a Christian book. It's book that have been written by the assistance of spirit guides. Books that have been written by the assistance of familiar spirits. There are movies that are produced where a person writes the script of the movie, and the movie is a big hit because a familiar spirit offers help and tells, if you want to be successful, you listen to me. And the person starts listening to that spirit, and the spirit starts to give them ideas that go on the paper. They write it and make the movie. And the spirit guides will tell them, if you make a movie as exactly as per the script I have given you, you will earn a lot of money and you will be a successful person in the world. And they become successful and they start to trust more and more on those spirits, familiar spirits. Do we understand that? They want to take the place of God in a person's life by offering help. Okay, stay with me. There are many characteristics of familiar spirits that are coming ahead. That is why they want to infiltrate children from the time they are a child, in the stage of their childhood. They want to introduce children to familiar spirits. Most of the cartoon movies are based on familiar spirit. Has someone seen that cartoon called Aladdin, Aladdin. He communes with a spirit called genie, and it's a familiar spirit. And children in our time were so fond about the movie, about the cartoon. What is that? It's witchcraft. It's familiar spirit, and those cartoons are being played, and children are watching it, and children are fascinated. Oh, there was a cartoon in India where the boy in that series had a pencil, and the pencil used to speak, and the pencil said, "Whatever you draw through me, you will get it." And they used to, and it was so famous among children. Every child said, "We want that pencil. We want that. Want that kind of a friend with us who can help us." Have you seen that cartoon called what Nobita and whatever that comes on the TV? That those are spirit guides. And most of the cartoons are infiltrated by the concept of familiar spirit, because the devil wants to introduce children from the time they are young to familiar spirits. And once the devil is successful to introduce them to familiar spirit, it is very difficult them for them to attain salvation. And because familiar spirit take the place of God in someone's life. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? So the first characteristic of a familiar spirit is familiar spirit want to take the place of God by offering help, to mankind for a better life. So here is, we were on Genesis 3, verse number 4. Genesis 3, verse number 4. Then the serpent said to the woman, "Woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." I already discussed this last Sunday, how all the religions and the things that are against the word of God and against Christianity are rooted in this verse number 4. So I'm not going into that. So, but what is the serpent doing? The serpent, being a spirit being, trying to tell the woman, "You can live a better life if you abide by my counsel and by my word. I want to help you, you see. I want to help you." So let's go to the second characteristic of the familiar spirit. Second characteristic of the familiar spirit is familiar spirits are spirit guides. Familiar spirits are what? Are spirit guides. They are leading spirits. They want to be a guide to you, a leader in your life, which want to make a person depend on themselves. So the more, why they are doing that with you? They want to win your trust. They want to win your trust, not a trust in a normal person. They want to win your trust to start believing that if they don't counsel you, if they don't speak to you, your life will be in a mess. They want to make you handicapped and make you depend on themselves so much. Are we understanding? Stay with me, believers. Today, after going through this revelation of the familiar spirits, the Holy Spirit will help each one of us locate if there is an existence of a familiar spirit. And what I told you, amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
Amen.
if there is an existence of a familiar spirit in our lives. And what I told you, God, there can be two probabilities. There can be two probabilities that either we are listening to a familiar spirit or we are listening to a person who has a familiar spirit. There can be two probabilities, and we are going to locate that. So I believe the Holy Spirit will speak to each one of our hearts even as we move forward with this message. So second one, what did I say? Familiar spirits are spirit guides, which want to make a person depend on them so much that they want to start making you think that if they are not there, you cannot be successful. You cannot move ahead. You cannot do anything. So they make you so much depend. They yoke you. They yoke your mind. They yoke your interest. They are spirit guides which want to make a person depend on them. The third characteristic of the familiar spirit is familiar spirits are also the spirits of the dead, and connect to the power, the wisdom, and the wealth of the dead. Familiar spirits are spirit of the dead, and also they connect a person to the power, to the wisdom, and to the wealth of the dead. A part of necromancy. Now, what was happening with me from the last 2 or 3 days is whenever I was opening the Bible, for several time, I think 8 to 10 times I opened the Bible, and whenever I opened the Bible from in the last 2 days, 2 or 3 days roughly, my Bible was opening to one verse. And the verse it was opening to was Psalm 106. Again and again, I opened my Bible. I was not using any bookmarks. It was opening to one verse. And the word it was opening to was Psalm 106. And my eyes was going on this word again and again. Psalm 106, verse number 28. Psalm 106, verse number 28. It says, they joined themselves, who? The people of Israel. They joined themselves also to Baal of Peor and ate sacrifices made to the dead. People of Israel were eating sacrifices that were made to the dead people. Sacrifices that were made to the dead people. Now listen to me. I will come to that slowly when I come on that revelation. As a Christian, we are not even supposed to commute with dead saints. I know many people who have visitations. They say, I have visitations. Who visited you? A dead saint visited me and started to lead me. William Branham visited me. Catherine Kuhlman visited me. One of the dead saints visited me and started to teach me ministry. You have to investigate. Because there is only one mediator between man and God. And who is that? In the book of Timothy, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bible.
We are going to locate if we are in, if there is a familiar spirit. What did I say? I said the third characteristic of a familiar spirit is, familiar spirits are also the spirits of the dead and connect to the power, to the wisdom and the wealth of the dead. You will say, what is the power in the dead? I will come to that. That is a part of necromancy. This spirit, the familiar spirit I'm talking about is this spirit, and the help of this spirit is involved in the offices of the demonic, the offices of sorcery, of witchcraft, of divination, and of necromancy also. Familiar spirit, I will come to that characteristic. One of the characteristic is familiar spirit is exactly the counterfeit of the Holy Spirit. The counterfeit of the Holy Spirit. And how the Holy Spirit is the one who helps in the fivefold ministry. Familiar spirit is the one who helps in the fivefold ministry of the demonic. There is a fivefold ministry, exactly the copy of how the ministry of God goes on. There is a ministry of the demonic. There is a ministry of the devil. I don't want to go into that. I have explained those things when I was explaining sorcery and how divination and Babylon and all those stuff. But I want to talk about familiar spirit. So what I'm saying is, be very careful. Be very careful. There are Christians, I know, Christians who loved their mother or who loved their father so much, kind of more than Jesus. That there was an existence of a soul tie. They loved the grandmother so much or grandfather. There was an existence of the soul tie. But unfortunately, that person passed away. Maybe the grandmother passed away. But this daughter, this granddaughter, loved the grandmother so much. Always was at the lap of the grand. But the grandmother passed away. After she passes away, the grandmother still appears to the person. And, oh, my grandmother came to me. The Lord sent me my grandmother. Oh, my grandmother comes to me in my dream and tells me things. That is a familiar spirit, because familiar spirit will connect someone to the dead people. Do you remember Saul? He went to see, he went to a woman who has familiar spirit inside of her. We will come to that. And someone came up that looked like Samuel, but he was not Samuel. He was a demon. He was a familiar spirit in the face and in the voice of Samuel. We will come to that scripture. The scripture is so clear about it. So the person you are looking at in your dream, the person who is visiting you, and it is making you feel good, it is making you feel comfortable, is not your grandmother. It's a familiar spirit. Your grandmother, once a person dies, the person is dead and gone. It's not that person. Do we understand that? Christians have been watching this movie. Churches have been promoting this Western movie, which is called Chosen, which is another movie. The hero, the actor that played Jesus in the Chosen series, is a Catholic. And then that same actor played the role of a hero in a movie called Jesus Revolution, where they made a movie based on an evangelist whom God used to bring the hippies and all those stuff. You know what he said? You know what the actor who played the person of Jesus, the actor who played the person of that evangelist in the movie, you know what he said? And he was interviewed. He said, "I took the rosary and I went to the grave of that dead man so that I can get into the skin of his character, because I had to talk. And you know what? That dead evangelist spoke to me when I went to his grave." That is a familiar spirit.
Amen.
Do we understand that? A familiar spirit. Once a person is dead in the flesh, he is gone, he is no more. And we are not supposed to commune with such people. And Catholicism involves Christians, so-called Catholics and their members, to commune with the dead. They have the dead bodies of the saints right inside the church. Yes, those are familiar spirits. Tonight we are going to locate the existence of familiar spirits. And listen to me carefully. They are very, if there is a familiar spirit, they would hate me tonight. They would hate me for teaching this. Familiar spirits are the spirits. Let me come again. The third characteristics. Familiar spirits are also the spirits of the dead, which connect to the power, to the wisdom and the wealth of the dead. There is power, as per a necromancer, there is power, there is so much of wealth, there is wisdom in the grave. Like for example, if someone, you see, many of us see Hitler as a wicked man, but the person who is very wicked will see Hitler as a hero. And if he wants to do what Hitler did, they want to invite the dead spirit of Hitler back and ask Hitler how to do. They do that. They invite the familiar spirit. They talk about the dead spirit, but the person is dead and gone. The person is judged already after he's dead. But the familiar spirit come and they want to commute with that person. I want to tell you a true story. This person was, it's verified and it's true. And this person was wanted, he was fed up of his life. He was very fed up of his life. He tried churches, he tried the Bible, he tried everything. Very fed up. He feared God, but he was fed up of his life. And then something made him to go to a necromancer and said, "I am fed up. You want wealth? But okay." The person said, the necromancer said, "Okay, I will help you." The necromancer who commutes with the dead. The necromancer said, "Okay, I will help you. What you do is 12 in the night, you strip yourself naked and you come to the grave." And he made a ditch in the grave. "Come and sleep in that ditch, in that ditch." So 12 in the night, he went to the grave naked, went and slept in the grave. After some hours during the night, he saw weird spirits coming upon him and monitoring him, you know, looking at him. Like when you go to a grocery shop, how you look at the products, okay, should I buy this? Should I buy this? You check the expiry date to buy a product. That is how spirits were coming to his body, to him, and looking at him, trying to see, can we buy him? So there were some spirits, but Nothing happened that night. And then he was asked to go into a dark room when sunlight came. Before sunlight came, he was asked to go into a dark room and stay in that dark room until the next night. And the necromancer asked that person, did something happen? He said, nothing, but I saw spirits. Okay, he said, another night you have to go. So you stay in this dark room. So he stayed in the dark room until the next night, 12. He went again, slept there naked. And again, weird spirits he saw started to come and try to examine him. So I think it happened for 2-3 days. And then on the third day, a spirit came. And then the spirit was happy with this person. And the spirit touched the person's heart. When he touched the person's heart, something like a stone or something, precious stone, came inside his chest or something like that. And he came back to the room the next day, and the necromancer said, what happened? So this person explained, this happened, the spirit came, and this is what happened to me. So the necromancer said, one of the spirit has chosen you and chosen to give you the wealth of the dead. The wealth of the dead. And then the necromancer said, this is a familiar spirit. This familiar spirit is giving you two options. And you know what was the first option that the familiar spirit gave that man? The first option the familiar spirit gave that man to become wealthy was to become a pastor and run a church. And the familiar spirit said, you open a church in that area. He said that area. He told that person the area. You open a church in that area. Do such things, buy such things, and start to preach from the Bible. When you preach from the Bible, people will come, and they will be under your spell to give you their money, to give you their all. And you will become rich. People will start to come. And the second option, that was the first option. This is real. This is real, people of God. The second option that the familiar spirit gave to that person is that you open a business, and through that, I will do this, do that, and you will be a wealthy man. So which option the person chose? The person chose the second option, because he feared God. So he said, I don't want to fool with God, becoming a pastor, doing all those things. Rather make me a businessman, and I will become wealthy as a businessman. Now when the... Hallelujah. Are you listening? So there is wealth buried in the grave as per them. The people who do not fulfill their destiny as per them and go to the grave, their destinies are in the grave. Their wealth is in the grave. That spiritually, their wealth is in the grave. And then they seek the help of the dead to receive their wealth, to receive their assignments. And this person, now listen to me. Now when the familiar spirits give you the wealth and prosperity, they will not only give you that, but they will place on you certain restrictions. So the familiar spirit, I think he gave him places. He said, don't go into those places. And he gave him the list of men of God. And he said, never listen to those men of God, and never ever ask those men of God to pray for you, and never give your money to those men of God. If you do so, I will kill you. So along with the benefits comes also restrictions. And if you break those commandments of the familiar spirits kill you. That is how. Or the familiar spirit will put you, that person, in a spell under a curse where they will be mad and insane for whole of their life. That is So, but in the beginning, the prosperity, everything looks very good. But when they have used you, they will throw you. They will kick you out. They behave as God in a person's life. Like God gives promises to a person and says, this is what I will make of you. But God gives promises from his archive, from his plan. And the familiar spirits does for people as per their selfish desire. Did you understand that? Okay, let me explain. I had never plans to do this ministry and all such stuff, but I was just seeking God and obeying him and doing some work in the church. And suddenly, a prophet was there who spoke from the word of the Lord. And the prophet stood up, and once he said, "Rahul, you are chosen, because when I see you, I see the shoes of the gospel. You will go. And when you speak, it will pierce the heart of people. You will go. God will send you to the God will send you." That is the plan he was. So I never had plan, but that plan came from the archive. My plan was to become a naval officer, to be in the merchant navy. That was my plan. Yes, my plan when I was in the teenage age was to get into the merchant navy, become rich, go and roam the nations of the world and enjoy life and all those stuff. Like some of the preachers preach that. Live your best life ever. You know, that preacher from Texas preaches that. He wrote a book, Your Best Life Ever. Those books are written by familiar spirits. Who is a better you? There is a better you. There is a God inside of you. You are a God. All those stuffs are doctrines of familiar spirits. That was so, okay. That was my plan, to go on the ship and all those stuff. But God came and revealed something that was not in my plan. So that is how God gives a promise that was contrary to the desire of man's heart. What was the plan of Saul? Saul, who became Paul, his plan was to persecute Christians, kill Christians, destroy Christianity. That is what he wanted to do. But what did God make him? He made him an apostle who will teach and who will preach about Jesus, who will build churches. He wanted to do something, but God came and gave him a different purpose that was not in his heart, that was not in his mind. But familiar spirits are the one who will align with your selfish desire. You want a big church? You want to be a mega church pastor? I will make you that. Do we understand the difference? Familiar spirit. So this person was given, the familiar spirit gave him the wisdom to open the business, and he became a wealthy businessman. But the familiar spirit told him, gave him the list of people. Don't listen to those people, because they were the servants of God. If a servant of God who is holy, who is in the Lord, who has the spirit of the Lord, encounters a person, the familiar spirits will be tormented in that person. So this familiar spirit gave him the list of people. Don't listen to this man. But once, what happened is, he went for a business trip, and the hotels were booked in that place. And when the hotels were booked in that place, he had to get into a hotel, into a territory which the familiar spirit said, don't go into that place. Because of the hotels that were occupied, he went into that territory. When he went into that hotel room, he switched on the TV. He switched on the Christian television. And on the Christian television, a man was preaching. And that man's name was in the list that he was restricted to speak to. And then when he was watching the man, the Holy Spirit convicted him to call on the number that was coming below the screen and ask for prayer. And when he went to the phone to pick up the phone, the familiar spirit came. Why did you do that? I told you not to come in this area and not to commute with this man. Do you see that? Familiar spirit will start to own you. There are benefits that you think you are receiving, but there are dangerous repercussions and consequences of what they are doing with you. Because they will start to own you. And without their permission, you cannot listen to God or to a servant of God. I have dealt people with familiar spirits. I'm telling you. When we started off this ministry, a woman used to come. I think from some state. I forgot that state. A woman used to come. I think some of you have seen that woman. She used to come. She came for the first two or three meetings. And after the first two or three meetings, she said, she wanted to pray with me. She wanted me to pray for her. So I said, okay, I will pray for you. I called her. I prayed and I located those spirits that were around her. expose those spirits. And she said, never in my life someone prayed for me so deep. Thank you, apostle, and this and that. I said, praise God. After that prayer, that week when I prayed for her, the next week, she texted, oh, I cannot come to the meeting. And then she did not came for one meeting. And then she said to one another person that I have stopped. I will no longer come to this meeting because the Holy Spirit told me not to come to this meeting. How can the Holy Spirit tell you to not to go to a person or to a place where you are getting delivered, where your life is changing, you are getting close to God? Who was that? The familiar spirit that started to speak to the person. We will come to one of the characteristics of the familiar spirit where they take the place of the Holy Spirit, and a Christian starts to realize this is the Holy Spirit, but it's not the Holy Spirit, it's a familiar spirit. And you cannot even discern, because whatever they will speak to you will be contrary to the word of God, to the scriptures. People of God, are you there still? What I'm speaking, say amen if you are there. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Are you understanding how they operate? This man, as soon as he went to the phone to call the man of God, the familiar spirit said, I told you, don't speak to that man. So they start to own you. They become so jealous of you that they don't want to let you go, beloved. Once they grab a hold of you, once you start receiving their benefits, it's like a company you get into and they say, we will give you 5 times more salary than you were getting. Just come, you know. We will give you this benefit. We will give you a foreign trip, a world trip for your family. Join our company. And you join the company looking at so many benefits. But after a point of time, you see your life is yoked. They have become your lord. They are become your owner. You cannot do anything without their permission. That is how familiar spirit starts to increase their grip on a person. So what did I say? The third characteristic of the familiar spirit is, familiar spirits are also the spirits of the dead and connect to the power and the wisdom and the wealth of the dead. Remember Saul? He was not able to hear from God. He went to a woman who had a familiar spirit. And what he told the woman, bring up Samuel for me. The spirit came up who looked like Samuel, but who was not Samuel. Why Saul wanted to speak with Samuel? Because Samuel had a gift. Samuel had a ministry that was helping Saul. Now, since Samuel is dead, there was no one who had that ministry to cater to Saul's need. So Saul went to the dead Samuel. And it was not Samuel that came up. It was a familiar spirit that came up and brought a curse on Saul. That next morning, when he went to the battle, he and his 3 sons died. That is a familiar spirit. Mm-hmm. Oh, that pastor is the one who led me, guided me. He prayed and I got delivered. He prayed, I got healed, I got prosperous. But now he is dead. I want to seek that dead pastors. So that is how they connect. Familiar spirits connect a person to the wisdom, to the wealth, to the power of the dead. There are people who were there in the world who carried out revolutions. What they did after them, no one was able to do. And people still believe that their gifts are buried in the grave. And if you want to operate in that anointing, yeah, there are churches that teach, if you want to get anointing, go to the grave of William Branham, go to the grave of Catherine Kuhlman, go to the Benson and Hossa grave, and all those men of God graves. That is necromancy. That is commuting with the familiar spirits. God does not want to give you the anointing of the dead. God wants to fill you with his anointing. And then they will use the word about Elisha's bones, dead bones and all. I don't want to go into those things. There is a context to it. But that is necromancy. That is commuting with the familiar spirits. Okay? Characteristic number four. Familiar spirits are the counterfeit of the Holy Spirit. Familiar spirits are the counterfeit of the Holy Spirit and want to manifest themselves as the helper of men. As the helper of men. This is what I explained to you. Like the Holy Spirit, what does the Bible say? Jesus said, I will give you a helper, the Holy Spirit, who will teach you all things. That is how they manifest as a helper to men. Like the serpent who came to Eve. I will help you. You can live a better life than what you are living right now. That is the voice of a familiar spirit. He acts. He is the counterfeit of the Holy Spirit that says that I can be with you. Whenever you want help, you can ask me. Whenever you want direction, you can ask me. I will help you in those cases. But if they, you see, one of the difference between the Holy Spirit and the familiar spirit is familiar spirits will dominate you, will own you. If you go and listen to a servant of God who will expose that familiar spirit, they will say, don't listen to him. They will force you. But the Holy Spirit is gentle. If you sin against the Holy Spirit, grieve the Holy Spirit will not put a force on you. That is one of the symptoms through which you recognize you are under the hold of a familiar spirit. There was this woman. Okay, I will come to that example when I come to the next characteristics. Do we understand that familiar spirits are the counterfeit of the Holy Spirit? Want to manifest themselves as the helper of men. The fifth point, the fifth characteristic of the familiar spirit. Many Christians, now this is important, many Christians follow the familiar spirit thinking that it is the Holy Spirit. Many Christians are following familiar spirits thinking it is the Holy Spirit. The sixth characteristic, the sixth point of the familiar spirit now. Why do they think that the familiar spirit is the Holy Spirit? Why do they think like that? Christians start to believe the familiar spirit as the Holy Spirit because the things they speak brings results. That is important. The things they speak brings results and are accurate. They are accurate. The things they speak bring result and are accurate, but do not align to the scriptures. The roots are in the occult and not in the scripture. Many Christians believe in the familiar spirit and they will say, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I can discern when the Christian says the Holy Spirit spoke and it's not the Holy Spirit immediately. And I can discern that they are a victim. They have a relationship with the familiar spirit. Now this woman, a familiar spirit, had a relationship with this woman from a very long time, from her youth. And this spirit would speak to her and things will come true. Things like, go there. When you are in need of money, oh, I need money. The spirit will say, go there. There will be a man standing in a yellow shirt. And when you go to that person, that yellow shirt person will give you the money, give you an envelope. So when these things happen with Christians, with believers, they start to believe that it is the Holy Spirit, but it's a familiar spirit. Listen to me. This woman had such a relationship with a spirit being. And there was a man of God who visited in her city. And people told her to visit that man of God. And then when she was going to that place in that meeting, the familiar spirit was saying, don't go. But she still went because the Holy Spirit wanted to deliver her. God wants to deliver people who are in yoke with familiar spirit. So she went into the meeting. And that day, the familiar spirit said, don't get out. Don't listen to that person. Get out of this meeting. So she left the meeting. But again, the Holy Spirit started to speak and she went somehow to the meeting. And then when she went second day to the meeting, the man of God called her name and told, this is the person God wants to speak to you. Come in front. So the spirits were not allowing her to come in front. But then she came in front And when she came in front, she told the man of God, the Holy Spirit was telling me not to come to this meeting. So the man of God said, the Holy Spirit is telling you not to come to this meeting. So the man of God interrogated and asked, is the voice still speaking to you? She said, yes, he's telling me not to come here. But something brought me here. That was the Holy Spirit bringing her there. So the man of God said, okay, I want to tell you that the voice you are listening to from so many years, God told me, it's not the Holy Spirit. It's a familiar spirit. So I want you to do something with the Spirit. He said, tell the Spirit to shut up. If it's the Holy Spirit, you cannot shut him up. So the woman tried it. She said, shut up. Shut up in Jesus' name. And the Spirit stopped to speak. The Spirit no longer spoke to her. So the man of God explained to her about her situation because God revealed to the man of God. And this woman was yoked, listening to a spirit which was not the Holy Spirit from yours. Why? Because the Spirit spoke such things to her that brought results in her life that were accurate. Yes, this spirit can speak things which are accurate. And this if things that are accurate, things that can keep you in well-to-do financial condition through the help of the Spirit. Let me take you to a verse in Acts chapter number 16. Acts chapter number 16. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Acts chapter number 16, verse number 16. Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination met us. That's a familiar spirit. Who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. She would tell the future. She would tell things to come. Like the Holy Spirit, she will tell it and it will be true. And who tells it? The girl is not saying it. The spirit she is possessed with. The spirit that is walking with her. So what happened there? Some of the men who came to know about the abilities that the Spirit gave to that girl, he started to use her to draw money from her. You know, in India, when you go to the fairs and all, there are people sitting in the fair. You know, in the fair, they sit with all those toys and all, sell stuff in the fair. So there are people sitting in the fair with a parrot. And the parrot has a spirit. The parrot will tell the people. So the person has many cards. And the parrot will come. And if you go to that person, okay, I want to know my future, what will happen? So the person will open the parrot will come and take up one card from the beak and the person will see the card. So the parrot is being used to tell the future to the person. Okay. The parrot is used. Oh my God. I remember a lady from India who does not come, who is not in on our meeting, but she is connected to me and through the other ministry that I do. But so she was kind of hungry. I want to get delivered. I want to get delivered. She was like that. So she was opening the Google, searching for which prophet will bring deliverance. Which prophet. She got in contact to a prophet, so-called prophet in Africa. And so she sent her life history to that prophet and told the prophet, I need deliverance. So the prophet in return sent her a video. And you know what the prophet did in that video? The prophet had a girl in the... I saw that video. That was more than half an hour video. I saw that video. The prophet, so-called prophet who preaches the Bible, who has a church in Africa. The so-called prophet had a lady, had a young girl, I think near in her 20s. Between 20 to 30, a young girl in the video. And the young girl was possessed with a spirit. And he was asking the young girl, tell me Tell me, who is the husband of this woman? The young girl was possessed and she was, this is the husband. This is the name of the husband. The husband works there. The first son does this. She did this work. This is her problem. The prophet was talking prophetically to the woman on the video through a girl who was possessed with the spirit. And the prophet said, the Holy Spirit has come in this girl and the girl is speaking about your life. And everything for around half an hour, 40 minutes, the girl spoke. And I am telling you, everything that the girl was speaking was accurate, spot on. This is what Acts chapter 16 is saying. There was a girl that other people were using through the familiar spirit that worked in that girl to bring profit. And when I saw that video, I said, woman, you need to really stop seeking men and seek God. People of God, can I have an amen? Okay, are you understanding?
Amen.
I am telling you, I saw that video. But the woman was delivered by God Himself. And I helped her. I said, never stop seeking and searching for prophets. This was a prophet from Africa. He had a church. He taught the Bible. But this is a personal video that he released. And right, it was the church hall. No one was there. The girl was like this, possessed and moving around here and there. There was another lady that was catching the girl. And the girl was speaking. Everything that she was speaking, she was possessed with the familiar spirit. So there are prophets who will use girls possessed with familiar spirits. And those prophets have to sleep and have sexual intercourse regularly with those girls to enhance the ability and satisfy the familiar spirits. Christians have landed up in such things, I am telling you. In search of deliverance, in search of breakthrough, they have went left and right searching for prophets. Searching for men of God, and they have landed up with people, with prophets of familiar spirits. I will explain those things to you in detail when I get there. I have not yet went there. Do you understand that? This is the reason I am on the sixth point of the familiar spirit. I am telling you, Christians start to believe in the familiar spirits. Why? Because the things they are speaking are accurate. And they say it's accurate. And sometimes it brings results. So why don't we believe in those things? Well, that's the Holy Spirit. They start to believe it's the Holy Spirit. Where was I? Acts chapter number 16. Acts chapter number 16. Verse number 16. Now it happened, as we went to pray, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. So here is the picture. A girl who has a familiar spirit. Other men are using that girl. Why? To draw money out of her. The state of the girl is worse. She is a slave. She has no destiny of her own self. May God deliver such girls. And women who are trapped in churches of sorcerers. I'm telling you, there are so many women and girls trapped in churches like this, who are being used as a host to familiar spirits. Then it says, verse number 17, this girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are the servant of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation. My question is, how did she come to know that they are the servants of God and they preach salvation? By the familiar spirit. The things that familiar spirits are speaking are so accurate. It's not that they are God. The things of God they cannot speak. But the things they have monitored through demons, they can speak through demonic networking. And Christians start to believe, oh, he is a prophet of God. Why? Because he told me that on Monday I wore a blue shirt and on Tuesday I wore a black shirt. So he is a prophet of God. That does not make him a prophet of God. What a fool you are. Just because he said on Monday you wore a blue shirt, on Tuesday you wore a black shirt. Those kind of prophecies, you have to be on high alert. that it's coming from a familiar spirit. He is not telling you anything from the archives of God about what God wants you to do, but he's telling you nonsense stuff to win your attention. Familiar spirits are real. Familiar spirits are real. Let's go to the next characteristic of the familiar spirit. The familiar spirits will benefit you in the beginning. The familiar spirits will benefit you in the beginning, but slowly will start to place restrictions on you. If not obeyed, they will start to torment you or curse you till death. Yes, it's like a use and throw policy. If you don't abide, if you try to start to go to Jesus, or if you start to listen to a person who will take you to Jesus, the familiar spirit will start to torment you if you don't listen to them. But you can be delivered if you say, Lord, I am sorry. Lord Jesus, I give my life to you and surrender all to you. And I hate that familiar spirit who deceived me all my life. So I want to break all my ties and whatever benefits, it's garbage. I want to break. When you surrender all to Jesus and take a decision by your own will to get rid of the spirit and grow in the authority under a servant of God, under a covering of an anointed servant of God who will lead you for a time, and then when you are matured enough, he will let you do what God wants you, that kind of a man. When you surrender all to God and stop listening, and I don't want you, the person can be delivered completely. But if the person is in two minds, I want Jesus also, eternal life also, but I also want these things, then you will be a victim of the familiar spirit. The familiar spirit will benefit you in the beginning, but slowly will start to place restrictions on you. If not obeyed, they will start to torment you and curse you till death. Point number eight. There are demonic tongues. Listen to me. There are demonic tongues in which a false prophet communicates to their familiar spirits, who give them word of knowledge and prophecy, so on and so forth. There are demonic tongues. You need to ask the Holy Spirit for discernment, that when a person is speaking, is he speaking in godly tongues, or there are even demonic tongues? It's the language of communication with a demon, with a familiar spirit. I will tell you, once I went to a crusade, and I was supposed to do some work in the crusade, intercede and pray for people and all those. So I was not leading. There was the prophet leading, but I was, you know, worshiping and all those stuff. But there were people on the stage who wore all sorts of threads on their hands, all sorts of necklaces of occultic altars, and they were there right on the stage, worshipping and all those stuff. Some of them were praying and all those stuff. And then some ladies who were praying in tongues, and they were holding the mic, loudly praying in tongues. I don't know, when they prayed in tongues, I sensed a demonic presence coming in the meeting. I had that discernment to sense whenever they prayed in tongues, my spirit man hated that sound of that tongues. And whenever they prayed in tongues, a demonic presence came, I felt. And then after the meeting, the prophet was praying for people. And when he was praying for people, suddenly this group of women started to pray in that tongue again. And I saw literally the demonic presence coming. But I saw the Lord, my God, covering me with his mantle when the demonic presence came in that place. So there are tongues that bring the intervention of familiar spirit. And the familiar spirits will start to give word of knowledge and prophecy to that person. Demonic tongues. It's there in the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12 that talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Apostle Paul is actually trying to explain to the church of Corinthians. Is actually trying to explain to the church of Corinthians that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are different from the gifts that you previously operated through occultic altars. So 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, the gifts of the Holy Spirit chapter is not to teach the church of Corinthians about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but to expose and to teach them that the Holy Spirit is different and the demonic spirit and the demonic gifts are different. Because they were into demonic tongues. And that's why Apostle Paul said that let not everyone speak in tongues. Because there were demonic tongues that these people in the church of Corinth were speaking in. Because previously they were serving occultic altars. They were in magic. They were in sorcery. They were in commuting with the Holy Spirit in that business. In 1 Corinthians, let me take you there. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. First Corinthians, are you with me? Have you opened your Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 12? Because I want to show you something from the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. It says, verse number 1, now concerning spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts. So is in your Bible, is gifts written in italic font? Slanting italic font? Come on, people. Answer me. Is gifts?
Yes.
In italic font. Okay. Sister Asha said yes. Okay. Other people, I don't know if you opened your Bible or not. Gifts is written in italic fonts. That means gifts is not originally in the script, in the scripture. It's been included to give context to the scripture. So let's remove that gifts and read it. It says, now concerning spirituality. It was a letter to discern between spirituality. Let's see what he's saying. He's saying, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to the dumb idols. However, you were led. So something was leading them, like the Holy Spirit. Apostle Paul is speaking to them. Some spirit was leading them earlier. So Apostle Paul is saying, you know that previously you were carried away by the spirits of dumb idols, familiar spirits that were leading you, brethren. Okay? However you were led, therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So he is differentiating and he is teaching them the difference between two kinds of spirit, the Holy Spirit and a different kind of spirit. Then he says there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministry, but the same Lord. What is the stress on? The emphasis on is that there is one Spirit that is given to everyone, because he is differentiating. In your occult, you had different familiar spirits, necromancy, the spirit of the dead, leading you in different ways, giving you demonic tongues. But this, in the Lord Jesus, you are experiencing gifts, and the gifts are being mixed now. But I want to tell you, there is a difference between your demonic gifts and the gifts that come from the Holy Spirit. Do you understand the context of that chapter? And then he starts to explain to them. I don't have time to go into that. Hallelujah. A prophet is prophesying on the stage. Why? He is using demonic tongues to communicate with the familiar spirit in their language. It's not the tongues that came from the Holy Spirit. Even demons have their own tongues. Yes. Demonic tongues. And then when they use demonic tongues, they start to give word of knowledge. I have seen, you know, most of the Western people might have not seen that, but those people living in India, you might have seen where the spirit of the goddesses comes in the body of the woman, of the men. They start to make noises and languages come out of their mouth. And they start to, if you go before them at that time, they will strip your privacy, the privacy of your life, and tell everything about you. How they are speaking, a familiar spirit giving them utterance by the communication of demonic tongues. Are we together? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. These are the eight characteristics. These are the eight characteristics of the familiar spirit. Now, I want to go on the symptoms to recognize the existence or a dependence on a familiar spirit in a Christian's life. If you know if there is some of those symptoms existing, you would know that there is an existence of a familiar spirit. But I will not go on that tonight. I will, hallelujah, because I think those 8 points were very heavy. So I will not go on that tonight. But let's pray. Let me summarize. People of God, all those who are here, I encourage you to have a diary and a pen and write the 8 points down and study it. I have given scriptural explanation for most of those points, and also I had to use examples of real incidents that happened in the ministry that God gave me or other from other men of God. So I use those examples to explain to you the reality of the spirits. That's why I use those examples. But take those 8 points, and next week we will go on to the symptoms, if found, that signify and depict the existence of a familiar spirit. So let me summarize those 8 points. First point of the familiar spirit that I spoke is, familiar spirits want to take the place of God by offering help to mankind for a better life. Second one, familiar spirits are spirit guides which want to make a person depend on them totally. Third point is, familiar spirits are also the spirits of the dead that connect to the power, the wisdom, and the wealth of the dead. Necromancy. Fourth is, familiar spirits are the counterfeit of the Holy Spirit, want to manifest themselves as the helper of men. Fifth one is, many Christians follow the familiar spirits, thinking that it is the Holy Spirit. Sixth point is, Christians start to believe the familiar spirits as the Holy Spirit because the things they speak brings results and are accurate, but do not align to scriptures. The roots are in the occult and not in the scripture. Seventh point is, the familiar spirits will benefit you in the beginning, but slowly will start to place restrictions on you. If not obeyed, they will start to torment you, curse you till death. Eighth one is, there are demonic tongues in which a false prophet communicates to their familiar spirits, who can give them word of knowledge and prophecy. Let's stop there. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, no spirit, Lord, we ask no spirit to rule over us except for your Holy Spirit. No spirit to lead us except for your Holy Spirit. And let us tonight thank you for your word that rightly divides, Lord, and gives us discernment, Lord. The word of God that is living and powerful, Lord. Sharper than any two-edged sword, that pierces through the division of the bone and the marrow, of the soul and the spirit, exposing the thoughts and intents of man's heart. Lord, let the word of God expose the darkness in us, O Lord. Oh, that we may be free of every demonic spirit and every hold of Satan still controlling our lives by the word, oh Lord, by the revelation and the teaching of your word. Father, set your people free tonight in the name of Jesus. Set your people free tonight in the name of Jesus from the hold of familiar spirits, Lord. Someone is listening to a familiar spirit or listening to a person, depending on a person who commutes with familiar spirits. Lord, deliver them, I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I pray maybe with some people, after listening to this sermon, familiar spirits' voices in their heads will come and tell, oh, don't listen to Apostle Raul. Don't go to Apostle Raul. I bind their voices. I pray that their hearts will be ready to obey you and not the demons in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Give them, Lord. Purify their hearts. Purify their hearts, Lord. Give them a heart that obeys you, Lord. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I give you all the glory. Thank you for your mighty presence in this place, Lord. Thank you for your mighty presence in this place. Father, I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. Lord, the coming week, bless your people. Let your word command the blessings for that week, for that day. Let your word, oh Lord, let your word make, lead them and guide them, and not the voice of any spirit. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Rebo sekedaba nekabo yarabadabo. Hallelujah. I cover all of us. I cover all of us with the blood of Jesus Christ, even those who are not there, Lord. You will speak to them, Lord, and take your word and your utterance to their hearts, Lord, to their living rooms, to their houses, Lord, to their families, to their surroundings. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, and we all shout amen. Come on, people of God, let's amen. Shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.